This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Ayaz Ghul is covering the story.
We know that the Taliban launched its spring offensive just a week ago, and since then we have seen an intensified conflict across Afghanistan. And today, when the Taliban issued a statement about this attack, they said that this was part of their ongoing so-called Umari operation.
At least 30 people were killed, more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after main opposition groups pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syria Support Group to intervene. It blamed the Syrian government for an uptick in fighting that has occurred since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes hit two opposition-held towns Tuesday in northwestern Syria, killing 44 civilians. An Israeli court on Tuesday convicted the man who led the 2014 revenge killing and burning of a Palestinian teenager. The court rejected an insanity plea by Yosef Haim Ben David, saying he was fully aware of his actions at the time of the murder. He is due to be sentenced next month. Two other Israelis have already been convicted for the killing. All three confessed to killing 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader. The incident helped spark a 50-day war in Gaza. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged Monday to continue working for a two-state solution for Israeli-Palestinian conflict during the final 9 months of the Obama administration. During a speech to the Israel advocacy group J Street, Kerry said a two-state path is the only one that will work. New Yorkers are voting Tuesday in presidential nominating primaries. Pre-election surveys show Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump holding strong leads over their challengers. U.S. law enforcement officials say they are being thwarted in solving dozens of criminal cases because they cannot access information stored in encrypted files on cell phones. New York City Police Chief of Intelligence Thomas Galati told a congressional panel Tuesday his officers have the legal right to information in suspects' phones, but not the technical expertise. Amy Hess is the FBI's Executive Assistant Director for Science and Technology.
We may not be able to identify and stop terrorists who are using today's communication platforms to plan and execute attacks in our country. So we are in this quandary, trying to maximize security as we move into a world where increasingly information is beyond the reach of judicial authority, and trying to maximize privacy in this era of rapid technological advancement.
The debate about whether protecting the public's right to privacy is more important than the need by authorities to gain information has taken on new urgency as companies sell phones with tough-to-crack encryption features. Cuba's Communist Party says 84-year-old President Raul Castro will hold the party's highest post for another 5 years alongside his chief lieutenant, 85-year-old José Ramón Machado Ventura. The reports say the party also chose its powerful 15-member political bureau, which observers say is largely devoid of new and younger party members. Castro had earlier called for changes to Cuba's Soviet-style command economy while calling for top leaders to retire at age 70, but he also indicated new party rules would not be operational until the next party Congress in 2021. A long-rumored soldier swap between Russia and Ukraine seems to gain new traction. Ukraine leader Petro Poroshenko said talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin had produced an algorithm for freeing an imprisoned Ukrainian pilot. U.S. President Barack Obama says he expects that by the end of the year, conditions will be in place for Iraqi troops to eventually recapture the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. In a CBS interview aired Monday, Mr. Obama stressed the need to support Iraqi forces who are doing the ground fighting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.